We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Cameron, John Rich on this Thursday morning. Tuesday. The heck? Are we going back in time?
Not great.
Forward in time? What are we doing here? Now, we're talking a lot about the Birds and how to kind of orchestrate this quarterback situation for next year. Also, Twitter poll question of the day, is LeBron James still the best player in the NBA? A, yes, B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Certainly, Joel's putting a charge into it. What he's done lately has been amazing, to the point where Ray Dittinger actually said something else yesterday. Really caught our attention. We'll get to that in a moment. Let's go to John in Southampton right now. Hey, John.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, John.
Hey, I'm going to tell you, I'm with Richie again. Joe, what's with this obsession with Aaron Rodgers, man?
Well, the thing I like about my sports teams, I mean, amongst other things, I like them to have, you know, I think they're called the best players on them.
Yeah, well, okay. Well, what about Tommy? isn't he your man crush?
I'd love to have Brady on the Eagles, but he ain't coming here.
Do you think Rodgers is going to
I think he could. I think it's unlikely, John. But when a player wants out of a spot, like Brady doesn't want out of Tampa. He might retire. But Rodgers, it sounds like, wants out of Green Bay. Okay. So if I'm the Eagles, I'm like that guy at the, you know, at the airport that has to wave the flags to get the airport, to get the airplane to land properly. Like, I'm waving the flags like, yo, Aaron. Oh, over here!
Aaron, look
at us! That's what I would do.
He's not going to come here. It's pie in the
sky. Dude, I'd be like John McClane in Die Hard 2. I'd be latched to the plane trying to bring it down.
So anyway,
good reference. That's good.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got something I want to talk about.
What?
With the
what?
Thing. What? The Hall of Fame. You see these guys get in like Poppy. Everybody. The big thing is they're complaining that Poppy got in and he got. He was using the PEDs and Bonds and Clemens ain't getting in. But what people don't realize is times in the world change. Like back then when it was Clemens and Bonds, it was years ago. Now, and things just change in the world. They become more acceptable. You can go buy marijuana at a store now.
Right. But, John, you got to remember this. The fundamental thing about Bonds and Clemens – the most fundamental thing, in my opinion, is that there are humans out there, voters, non-voters, people with opinions, that still believe that cheating matters and that if you cheat, you shouldn't be rewarded. I mean, that's the fundamental thing about why Bonds and Clemens didn't make it.
But then what about the Ortiz part of it?
The Ortiz thing is complicated in that his name has never been attached to cheating to the same extent as Bonds and Clemens. It just hasn't.
Not to the same extent, but it has been attached.
It's been attached, but not in a way that people feel voters felt confident enough in it. I mean, that's the thing.
It is what it is.
It's silly. It's stupid.
Rose, yeah. Right?
It's all about degrees, but I'm just saying.
Ortiz is a nice guy, and they like him.
It's not just that, though, James.
It's part of it.
It's part of it. Go ahead, John.
That's what it is. It's a popularity contest. Just like Mitch Williams said, the way their people are looked at is it's scrutinized of each individual. That's the way what I got of what he said.
Yep.
Mitchie Poo.
All right, John,
anyway,
give me something that makes you feel old.
Something that makes me feel old?
Yeah.
I wanted to bring up Schilling.
Sure. I think Schilling should be a Hall of Famer. I think it's ridiculous that he's not.
Yeah, but Schilling, with the towel over his head, he has no class. If I would ever do that, if I was a manager and I seen a guy do that to my pitcher, I take him and throw him in the clubhouse.
I know.
So good. But anyway, I'm going to go cynical here. And, Richie, I wanted to ask you a quick question. I went to the store yesterday, and I picked up 9 bananas and ripped off 4. Am I all right or am I weird?
Did you actually eat the bananas? Because that, you know,
yeah,
make you less weird.
Are you planning to eat them post-purchase? Then you're good.
John, I have a banana follow-up. I'll give you in a second. What makes you feel old, John?
What makes me feel old, and I'm going to go kind of cynical here. I just turned 63 2 weeks ago.
Yep.
And what makes me feel old is a lot of the guys that I grew up with and played ball with on the sand lots of Philadelphia and worked with are gone.
Well, I'm sorry to hear, John. That's an answer that makes sense. You get older and your buddies pass away, and that makes you feel old. That I'm sure makes you feel old. By the way, an update on the banana. So I did something last night I felt really bad about with the bananas, John. Throw them out.
Yep.
Throw them out.
Yep. Are you serious?
Yeah, I threw them out.
Yep. What a waste.
Why?
Well, I felt pretty confident they were no longer proper to be eaten.
Why?
Because I could break them in half like a twig.
What do you mean break them in half?
I mean they were malleable. They were mushy. I mean that does happen eventually.
It does.
So I don't understand. Like the analogy you gave was you could break the banana a twig.
I shouldn't say that. It's not the right analogy.
It doesn't seem to make sense at all.
No, that's not. I could bend them. I could if I wanted to make them into a ball. I could have made them into a ball.
That's a better one.
And when you can make a banana into a ball, you're probably not supposed to eat it anymore.
What color were they?
Well, the brown had set in. I mean, it wasn't totally brown, but it was yellow and brown. So yes, bad job by me. The 3 bananas that I purchased last week for the purpose of eating healthier and having, let's just say, a better digestive.
Just buy a bunch of bananas and eat them. Just buy a bunch. Have it be a little bit green with the yellow. Eat them A, B, C.
I'll give it another shot.
Whatever, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and you'll be fine.
I'll give it another shot.
You can eat a banana when it's green. You can eat a banana when it's yellow. You can eat a banana when it's brown. It's edible. And if it gets too brown to where it's like black, then you make banana bread.
Well, that I'm not going to do.
I know.
Seltzer, talk to me. You got some news in there?
Yeah, some NFL news. Cowboys offensive coordinator Dan Quinn has been a head coaching candidate for a lot of teams. Tom Pelissero tweeting, Dan Quinn has informed teams that he's staying with the Cowboys, per sources. 6 teams requested head coaching interviews with Quinn, who has decided he wants to return to Dallas to try to win a Super Bowl.
So here's what that probably is.
That's not great for us.
He wasn't getting a job, and he's like, oh, I'm taking myself out.
I don't know about that. Maybe.
That's my guess.
My guess is Jerry Jones said, hey, Dan, remember during the NFL draft 2 years ago during the pandemic when I did the draft and ESPN, the NFL Network, showed me from my yacht, orchestrating the draft from my yacht, and it looked pretty amazing. I've got billions and billions of dollars. I'm willing to give you a couple extra million of those billions to keep you here because you did a great job as my defensive coordinator. I bet you he's getting paid a lot of money to stay as the defensive coordinator of the Cowboys. That's my guess.
Sure.
Yep. Let's go to Matt.
But the bottom line is it's not great for us.
He
did a really solid
job. He did a really nice job. Matt's with us right now. Matt, you're on WIP.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Doing well, Matt.
So I don't agree with bringing Aaron Rodgers here. And the reason why is I agree with you, John. I just don't think that it's worth the money. I mean, locker rooms don't like him. Coaches don't like him. Why bring a headache into the locker room? With that said, I'm not a Jalen Hurts guy. I don't believe in him. I've seen enough this past season. He can't read defenses. He goes through his progressions. I mean, like, he's in high school football. He's leaving guys wide open. I mean, how many times do we see Devontae Smith all year round wide open?
You know, I saw a video after the Eagles playoff loss. There's some guy that put together a video. 3 different moments in the game, Quez Watkins was open or open to a decent extent that it could have been a touchdown, and Hurts didn't throw the ball. I mean, that's just, you know, that's a killer.
Hold on, though. You realize that happens on most plays.
No, I don't think that happens on most plays. I think that happens from time to time, and it happened in that game to the same player 3 times.
Okay.
I mean,
you guys, you're overreacting. You're overreacting to this concept. It does happen.
John, like,
John,
they scored 0 points when the game mattered. Zero.
I'm not saying he did a good job.
He did
I'm
a horrible job.
Quarterbacks leave guys open all the time. That's why you've got diva wide receivers throwing fits in the huddle.
I agree with you.
It happens all the time.
Yeah, but it happens more with this team.
It happens when you've got a young quarterback who doesn't know what he's looking at all the time. Yes, of course, but let's not make a huge deal out of it. It is something that can be improved upon with this quarterback.
Matt, go ahead, buddy.
No, I mean, John, I agree with you. I would love for the Eagles to go out, use these three first-round picks, and put it all on the defense. But is that going to happen? Do we actually think that's going to happen? I mean, you look at the track record, Howie Roseman. What's the last time we drafted in the first round a linebacker? I wasn't alive.
Well, 1979.
Yeah, I wasn't alive, you know? And I mean, so I believe this all falls on Howie Roseman. And another thing, I'm so sick and tired of hearing the Carson Wentz talk. He's gone. People need to get over it, you know? And by the way, you had one caller that called in and said that nobody liked Carson and nobody followed Carson. Carson threw for over 4,000 yards without having a receiver that had
It's not impressive. I see, the thing I kept saying back then that people were overrating, if you play 16 games in the NFL with the modern rules and you don't throw for 4,000 yards, that's horrendous. He did it. And by the way, he was at the bottom of the list of guys that had played 16 games. It was not impressive.
I mean, but listen.
So, by the way, Matt, when you tell me, like, let's move on from the Carson thing, but then you make a comment like that, I gotta fire back at you.
I know. I understand that. It was just one of your callers about a half hour ago. You know, he's
Matt, what makes you feel old?
The fact that Bart Simpson is pushing 40 years old.
Oh, that's really interesting. Bart at 40. Would that come out around I don't think he's that old, but it was probably the late 80s, 88, 89, 87, something like that.
Holy cow. Yeah, I think so.
I think it was pre-1990. I believe it was in the 80s. Yeah, something like that.
Something.
By the way, speaking of going back in time, Ray Dittinger, and I don't mean this as a Ray reference, this is a Wilt reference. Ray said something to us yesterday that really grabbed our attention. You know, Embiid has been on a tear of proportions that are so unbelievable. All you can do at this point is two things. One, sit back and marvel. And two, say, well, how does it compare to some of the all-time greats? Well, let's go to one of the greatest all-time great, Wilt Chamberlain. John asked Ray a question yesterday. Then we'll get a little follow-up here from Ray. John asked Ray a question yesterday that got a fascinating response.
Ray, how does Joel's dominance, you know, especially lately where he's just been on another level, how does it compare to Wilt in his day? Is he getting close?
Yeah, I would say he is. And I wouldn't have said that about seeing a lot of great big men come through. And I never really thought that any of them really should be in the same breath with Wilt.
But Ray's saying he's getting close. And Ray continued on. He gave a pretty lengthy answer about, you know, greatness of Wilt and stuff he brought to the table, obviously. And then Ray said this.
I mean, there are some things that Wilt did that no one will ever do again. But in terms of just putting his stamp on a game, game in and game out, the run that Joel's on right now is to me very Wilt-like. Not quite there, but it's the only one that I actually have to stroke my chin and think about.
John, pretty cool, man.
That is.
I mean, it's like, wow!
It's a legend. The legend of legends.
Wow! Yeah, it is a wow, seriously.
Yeah.
That's now, look, I'm curious, especially, you know, particularly from some older listeners who saw Wilt. Do you agree with Ray that Joel Embiid is, as Ray put it, quote, getting close? I mean, look, it's a hard to impossible thing for me to answer. I was like -20 when Wilt was playing. I was not alive. So I don't pretend to have perspective
said.
There. But Ray gave a lengthy answer that indicated that he really believes that Joel Embiid is close to Wilt Chamberlain.
Well, there was a lot that we didn't play that was in the answer about how Wilt was just so different than all the other. Well, first of all, he was the biggest of the big men.
For sure.
Like, far bigger than everyone else.
Yeah.
But also he talked about, you know, the conditioning, his ability to run. He has in the past talked about Wilt sprinting like was the fastest player in the NBA.
Yeah.
There were things that he did that sort of belied his size. And Joel is echoing that. Like, Joel throwing moves out there now that he has studied from Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
And it looks similar. Like, it's not a total flub. It works.
I get it, John. I mean, he's got that.
Once upon a time, Joel was doing that slow head fake every time. Now Joel's got a whole repertoire.
Yes, he does.
That he uses in timely fashion.
He uses
like
the
a
Dirk,
much smaller player would.
He uses
so there
the,
are
the
some
Dirk,
similarities like that.
The Dirk step back, the one foot step back from, you know, 13, 14 foot, which
and
is
that's
unblockable.
Unstoppable.
It's unstoppable. You know, I mean, you can't block a 7 foot two guy who does a fadeaway 1 foot jump shot.
It's
just
amazing to me. Like, why is it we're so fortunate that Joel, and I certainly don't have shooting touch, so I don't know how you get it. Maybe
well, I can tell you how you get it. You're born like me, and you develop it, and uh-huh. That's how you have touch. John, let me tell you something. I do have touch as a shooter. I might not be great in a lot of other aspects of hoops, but I can shoot the rock.
Okay, good. Joel can shoot it better than small guys.
Yep.
You know, the big knock on all the – like. Look, when most big men go to the foul line, you expect them to brick it. You expect it to. Joel has the touch of a guard, which I don't really understand. I was always told, hey, Shaq's not going to make anything because his hands are so big. Joel doesn't have small hands.
Well, let me tell you, I'm going to give you what I think is a reality of basketball that people didn't know 20 years ago. This doesn't apply to Shaq, but it applies to a lot of players. Guys can shoot the ball if you actually just work at it. The reality is the players back in the day that were big that didn't used to be able to shoot from the outside, it's because they didn't work on it. It's because the coach just thought, get your butt in the post, and you're the biggest guy on the court, so just stay there. And as people moved out from the post, three-point shot became more prevalent. All of a sudden, you got all these 6 foot 10 to 7 foot one guys that can shoot. You know why? Because they actually just spend time shooting the ball. So if you practice it, sure, you can get better. I mean, Patrick Ewing was a phenomenal 17-foot shooter. Phenomenal.
Yeah,
nobody thought to take him back four more feet and have him shoot a three-pointer. I'm sure he could have done it, but nobody ever thought to have Patrick Ewing shoot a 22-footer. They just had him shoot 17-foot shots, and he was great at it. Let's go to the phones. Look, very cool to hear Ray, who obviously saw Wilt, say that. 215-592-9494. If you have a reaction to that, particularly if you're an older listener that saw Wilt, I'd be fascinated to hear what people have to say. James, I know you got more in there.
Yeah, Ian Rappaport tweeting out, with Bears having finalized their deal with Matt Eberflus, what's next for Justin? Eberflus?
Yeah.
Eberflus. What's next for Justin Fields is a big question. Eagles passing game coordinator Kevin Petullo is a name to watch for new offensive coordinator. So.
Okay.
Got it.
And what's up with the first thing? Are they implying that Justin Fields could be moved on from?
No, they're saying that they hired a defensive guy, so who's coming in to work with Fields?
I thought the implication was they might not keep him. Okay, I gotcha. Go to Sean right now. Sean, you're on WIP.
Hey, Joe. Hey, John. How you doing?
Sean? What's up, Sean?
I'm great.
Hey, good. Hey, Joe. This is I actually agree with you on this point with as far as Rodgers. It does two things for us. One, it opens up the passing game.
You think
obviously, but also
right.
What I meant to say was that it strengthens the running game too, because right now there's no deterrent other than to throw a bunch of guys up in the box and go after Hurts and crew. But I think a running game would definitely improve because there's a greater threat there.
That's a double-edged sword. I mean, on one hand, sure, safeties and linebackers are going to be worried about the pass more. On the other hand, Hurts was a big part of the running game. So, you know, I'm not sure if I agree with you on that one. Maybe. That could cut either way. I'm not entirely sure.
I don't know, man. Like, removing the leading rusher doesn't usually help the running game that much. I understand what you're saying, though.
But
Teams are going to be afraid
sure.
to load the box.
I mean, Sean, I was always convinced that some of those guys Peyton Manning would play with, they just rip off 5 yards because, you know, they're facing all these defensive backs afraid of Peyton Manning throwing the ball, and it was just an easy 5-yard dive up ahead. I mean, it was like automatic, basically. And by the way, I do not think Edgerrin James should have. He made the Hall of Fame, right? Edgerrin James. To me, he was not a Hall of Famer. I've seen a lot of great backs, and he was pretty good, but there's no way Edgerrin James should have been a Hall of Famer.
And the second point on that, as far as Rodgers, I think it helps us bring in a big name free agent who's more willing to sign if they know Rodgers is the quarterback. Than if Hurts is the quarterback as far as wide receiver goes.
Yeah, well, that's yeah.
Right now we have $23.8 million in cap room, and Rodgers will cost $46 million in cap room. Where do you get that money for the big-name free agent?
It's probably a rework contract if you get Rodgers, though. I mean, I think the cap number would come down. I think it would be a whole new deal.
Well,
is my guess.
It has to come down.
Yeah, yeah.
But the point is, like, money isn't fake.
Yeah, I know.
Well, it would be like the putting less in a certain year, moving stuff to other years, signing bonuses. Like, there's all those ways to kind of
Yeah, I do think there's more ways than you normally
factor. I know there's all sorts of ways. I also know that's part of why we don't have money now.
You're right.
Because we did those ways.
You're right.
For far too long.
I agree with you on that. Sean, give me something that makes you feel old.
Hey, guys, can I get one thing in on the Hall of Fame?
Sure,
please.
I didn't
get that yesterday.
Yeah.
Just, you know, hey, I think these guys should be in. Look at Ty Cobb. He's in. I think this is too much of a prom contest these days and a popularity contest. Baseball really needs to sit back and think about what they're doing when they're voting for these people.
What makes you feel old, Sean?
I'll tell you what, I was telling my wife the other night, this makes me feel old. We voluntarily sat down and watched Jeopardy and participated in the questions.
That's so good.
That's good.
That's so funny.
Amy lost on Jeopardy.
Was that yesterday?
It was yesterday, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, she went 40 in a row.
Hell of a run, yeah. I think it was 40.
How did she lose? Was the other person
I wasn't
that
watching.
Good,
I just saw it on Twitter. I mean, if you figure at some point you have a bad night or you go up against a tough opponent.
Well, categories. Know? I mean,
categories, too. It could just be someone who gets really lucky with the categories. Totally.
I wonder if she made a terrible bet on the daily double type thing. You know, like double whatever. You know, where you put money, whatever that's called.
Yep.
I can't remember what it's
called. The daily double?
Is it the Daily Double?
Yeah.
I wanted
to
say the Daily Double.
The Daily Double.
You better, you got to cash in. You get those opportunities.
She seemed completely impervious to any other contestant. I mean, she was so far ahead.
I saw one, like I told you about 2 weeks ago, where this other dude, man, answered, I think it was the first four questions in a row. And then the other person got a couple, but she just came flying right back. It was impressive. Mm-hmm. Hey, by the way, speaking of trivia, man, she got a question. We've had a lot of fun with trivia on the show by way of Beat the Hammer. And also, you know, we had the... you know, are you smarter than a sixth grader, which we do every year on the Baseball All-Star Game. What about the incorporation of more trivia on the show, maybe for callers, where we actually present, you know, some pop, because we've done pop culture trivia against me before, but more like where a caller calls in, where we kind of crank up a question for him from time to time.
Like almost instead of a side topic or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like a little, like something different.
I think that's fun.
Gives them, you know, a little change up.
I think we need to mix it up.
Like a pitcher does not in baseball throw, you know, a fastball every pitch. Sometimes he throws a change up.
I like this. I mean, change is not your specialty.
Change is not my specialty. But I'm just, a little consideration of some extra stuff. Just think about it.
I like it.
215-592-9494. Up ahead, we bring it back. Life advice with the Hammer. When the Eagles season is over, we bring it back every year at 11:30 on Thursdays. Life advice, where we're headed with it? We'll find out next. Plus your phone calls, Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on WIP. Hey, let me tell you about a great company called Copair. I know you want to be healthier this year. We all want to be healthier. Well, I want you to consider starting a program with Copair. It's a company designed to help you be healthier, lose weight, be your partner for total wellness. Copair can provide you with food each week, the food specifically chosen for your diet, nutrition, and weight loss goals. Plus, they have personalized coaching. I speak once a week with my coach, Kurt. Helps me better understand all sorts of stuff to point me in the direction of better health. Kurt or other trained Copair professionals can help you as well. They've been helping people in the D.C. area for years. And now available in Philadelphia. And here's one of the great keys with Copair. You don't have to go anywhere. You can be home. You can do all this from home through CopairHealth.com. And, of course, whether it's a phone call or a video chat, however you want to set it up, all the options are available for you. So check out, to start the process, CopairHealth.com. Food can be delivered directly to your home. You can talk to the trained Copair professional while you are in your home. Check it out, CopairHealth.com. You know, it is cool having LeBron in town. It only happens at this point once a year. We used to get it, I guess, twice. Maybe there were some years three times. I'm not entirely sure when he was a Cav. But with him out there, or a Heat, with him out there on the West Coast, you only get him once a year. Which harkens back for me to the days of when we'd only get Kobe once a year in town, which, of course, now, you know, makes me sad. Yesterday being the anniversary of Kobe passing away 2 years, and just knowing the Lakers are coming to town. I mean, James, you remember what a big deal it was every year when Kobe would come to town.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Because it was only once a year. You know, you'd only get it once a year, and it was the Lakers. And so, you know, here it is, of course, with LeBron. And so it should be fun tonight. LeBron's Lakers versus Joel Embiid's 76ers. 215-592-9494. This segment right now sponsored by Meineke. Right now, receive 50% off brake pads and shoes. Meineke, for tires, brakes, batteries, exhaust systems, and more. Meineke doing car care right. We'll get to the life advice with the hammer coming up shortly. Let's talk to Mad Mike and King of Pressure right now. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well, Mike.
So I actually heard Elliot the other day talking about drafting a quarterback in the first round, and it's the first time I agree with him. So I just think you're in a position now where you could use one of your picks, or not even all of them, just one of them to get up to get even Pickett, who I just think has a better upside. And I think we could have that, and we could trade away Hurts and get something in return, maybe fleece somebody. I don't know. But I just think at this point, I think it makes the most sense to get a young quarterback. I don't want to waste three picks on an older quarterback. I'd rather just, I'd rather draft 10 quarterbacks in a row and finally find one than do what we're doing.
Well, I'll tell
you
this, Mike. I think the Eagles, I feel really confident in what I'm about to say. I think they're looking into drafting one of the first-round quarterbacks a lot more than fans are.
Yeah, and it's just –
because most fans are, not even considering it. And I'm like, why are you not considering it?
I don't know. And the fans, for some reason, have this idea we should use all three picks on the defense and build – here's my problem with this scenario. One, you might improve your team. It might get good enough, but you'll pull yourself out of a position. It's like why the Sixers did the process, because they kept getting knocked out in the first round, and they were a middling team that couldn't get a superstar player.
Yep.
To get that quarterback, you need to have either a really bad record, which you won't have if you improve the defense, but you won't be good enough to be a legitimate playoff contender. It's the time now. And it's just, you have to find that guy, and Hurts isn't that guy.
Well, I have my doubts as well. Mike, give me something that makes you feel old.
I don't think
my
it makes
kids.
Sense. Yeah.
Would you say your kids?
Yeah, I have a 14-year-old daughter and a 2-year-old son, and they drain the life out of me. And I don't even – my daughter is talking a totally different language. I don't even know what the hell she's saying half the time.
That's funny, man. All right, Mike.
They drain the life out of me.
I don't think it makes sense to do that. We saw this writing on the wall way back when we first heard that this year's draft, the 2022 draft, was light on the quarterback position, that there weren't any slam dunk quarterbacks. And it's amazing how this happens every year, that suddenly once the season gets close to ending and then the whole offseason starts and the combine buzz starts getting generated, these quarterbacks work their way up through the rankings. I don't want to fall into this trap.
Well, it's a reasonable thing to push back on. I mean, it has to do – it's not about theory. It's about how good are these specific quarterbacks.
Right.
And if they're not good enough, then they're not good enough.
Yes. And there are other positions in this draft, I'm sure, that will be great. I haven't, studied the players yet at this point, and I will. But right now my gut says that – these are players, Kenny Pickett, they were talking, top 20 pick, not top 3 pick.
Yep.
They were talking top 20. He'll work his way up like Mitchell Trubisky did into that first whatever, 5 picks.
I don't think he will.
Well, who knows?
Maybe
it happens. It happens all the time. And what's to say that these other quarterbacks don't sneak in there as well because of the way they test? The way they test, what matters is the way they play. And that part proved that they weren't quite at that elite upper level. So let's not force them into that, as square pegs into the round hole that is the Eagles offense. I would rather take guys who are valuable at the position where we are picking them.
215-592-9494. John, let me ask you a question. We'll do life advice with the hammer in a moment. Do you generally like my advice more or then making fun of me for my advice? Which do you think is your bigger cup of tea?
I absolutely prefer the
I think you know
follow
the answer,
up,
right?
Yeah. Joe.
I'm just joking around.
I enjoy trying to help straighten out the mess that you create?
I get a little nervous with this because I never know what these guys are going to fire at me.
Good.
And I know they're going to find some spot to criticize me. Ladies and gentlemen, for the first time in about 6 months, let's do Life Advice with the Hammer. Look, I don't agree with the idiot part. I do agree with people asking me for life advice because I think you're very wise to come to the Hammer for life advice because I, as a wise man, can give you wise advice. James Seltzer, what does someone need help with today?
Yeah, you're going to need to be wise today because it's a deep question here.
Okay.
All right, and he's using a specific example, but I'm going to broaden it out a little bit.
Okay.
He's talking about specific to climate change, but I'm talking...
Climate change?
I'm talking overall. Anxiety. It's a question about anxiety. Dan Schwartz on Twitter asks, what's the best way... He specific to climate change, but I'm going to broaden it out. He asks, what's the best way to alleviate anxiety caused by the repercussions of climate change will bring... The anxiety is based on concern for my daughter's future and not being able to protect her. It can be all-consuming. There are obviously lots of types of anxiety.
Jeez Louise. All right, so we're dealing with like a real heavy topic.
Parent anxiety for their children's future, Joe. What do you do?
For their children's future.
How do you deal with it?
For their children's future.
How do you deal with it?
Not their own. Well, I think the first thing is you talk to your family doctor. I mean, honestly, and I'll just be straight up with you, you really shouldn't look to me for this advice because there's people far more equipped than me to answer a real medical-oriented question. I think it starts with talk to your family doctor and get his or her perspective on just what he or she thinks your best options are. I mean, obviously, there's different things. You know, you can talk to a psychologist. You can talk to a psychiatrist.
Don't ask you.
Hold on a second. You also, you're asking me a pretty serious question, James. I'm not going to pretend to be, you know, medical Joe D because I don't have that. I think obviously trying to talk to your children about some issues in society, as I'm sure you already do, is very important. Try to keep your head on straight. Don't, you know, fly all crazy the way a lot of people in life are flying crazy these days, thinking that, you know, everything's the end of the world one way or the other. Level-headed approach still works in a lot of scenarios. And so talk your children through that. And then, look, I know from an adult standpoint, there's some things that are recommended to deal with anxiety, such as, you know, just make sure you handle some of the basics you can handle. Like, you know, make sure you get to sleep on time, make sure you eat right, all that stuff. Exercise. I know exercise is a big thing that is recommended. Again, though, I am not a doctor, and so I'm going to stop my commentary there. John, go ahead.
I think you have to cement.
I mean, how serious are these questions getting here? I got to deal with anxiety questions? I'm not happy that you chose an anxiety question.
You can only.
I thought it was a decent answer.
I mean,
I didn't think you did a bad job.
Thank you. You think I did fine?
I thought you did a decent job.
Thank you. Okay. Thank you. How about that, John?
You can just say
I did a good job. Thank you.
You can only control what you can control. You know, there is no. You have to try to remind yourself. Getting anxious over something that you can't really impact the global warming yourself.
Well, that's all.
You can interact with your children, teach them to the best of your ability to, you know, be smart and green and go about things the right way as you see fit. But there, you know, this is, you can only control so much. And with children, it is hard to imagine, you know, setting them free on the world. You worry every second of their existence, but you can only prepare them as well as you can prepare them.
And I'll say this.
You have to kind of let it go.
Here's my final thing, and I'll say this. If you really want to try to help your kids on global warming, you can certainly tell them, hey, listen, the world's not going to stop on their watch. Might stop after their watch, but on their watch.
Might stop, you know, like a generation after.
Don't have kids.
The world will still exist in the next 100 years, so don't fret on that front. That's what I'd say.
I think you did a good job there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I didn't expect it to be that heavy. I'll throw you.
No, I don't need another question.
Lighter one.
What?
Do you want a lighter one?
Quickly.
All right, John asks, King of Relationships Hammer, my ex-wife has been hanging out at a bar she knows I go to. She lives 40 minutes away. I live a mile away. My new lady and I have bumped into her once, and we left shortly after. Do we stop going?
Well, I mean, the basic answer is that has to do with how you feel, your comfort level or not. I mean, that's the bottom line. I mean, I wouldn't stop going. I mean, if I'm having a good time with my girlfriend, I want to go to Bar X because it's my favorite bar, one of my favorite bars, I'm still going. If the former girlfriend or former wife, whoever it is, has an issue, that's on her. So, no, I won't stop going.
What about your current one, though?
Well, I mean, if the current...
What if Amy didn't love it?
Well, that's a different matter. If the current girlfriend...
This new lady, that's the point.
I think you need to try to get to the bottom of why she's driving 40 minutes. And
yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Like, if you're on speaking terms with her, try to figure out what's so attractive in her mind about driving all that way.
Yeah, that's
probably not the safest thing to be doing, going to a bar when you're driving 40 minutes away.
Well, just don't drink and drive. Yeah. That's a simple solution to that.
Well, she's going to a bar.
I don't know why someone would drive 40,
a more local bar.
Yeah, 40 minutes for a
bar. I think clearly
she's seeking out the guy.
Yes.
Now, obviously she's seeking out the guy. So, I won't stop me from going. And that's Life Advice with the Hammer. We'll be doing it every Thursday at 11:30 here on WIP. To the phones.
So you think what? Amy would be good with that? Like going to that bar with your
I would assume
your ex-wife?
So.
I don't know.
Well,
that
feels awkward.
That is messy.
To me.
Yeah.
I'm sure it is awkward, but awkward is awkward does.
I think
is that what was said there about that Forrest Gump guy? No. What did he say? Stupid is as stupid does?
I think he should talk to his current significant other and ask her how it makes her feel and if it is affecting
her. Well, of course.
Her.
Well, obviously. I mean, that goes without saying.
You could very easily go to a
All right, let's go to Malik in Mount Airy. Malik, we found out today that your brother doesn't know as much sports as you do.
I heard about that.
Yeah.
And actually, I got to admit, he was right. You're wrong. Why are we going to rent a 39-year-old quarterback?
Because
he's coming here for 4 years.
I mean, Malik, do you know how long 4 years is in NFL terms? It's a ton of time. There's a lot you can do in 4 years.
Right, but we're not going to have Aaron Rodgers for 4 years. We're renting him for maybe a year.
Well, hold on. You only trade for Rodgers. You only give up a big haul for Rodgers if you get a commitment from him that he wants to keep playing for, 4 to 5 more years. I mean, otherwise, you give up a very tiny haul. So, that kind of goes without saying.
We're not getting him. We're just not. You're saying you realize we're already about $23 million. Now you're talking about putting on another $23 million on top of what we already have.
Yeah.
We won't have any money to get any free agents. And if I'm not mistaken, our offense really wasn't the problem. It's our defense stinks. So you're going to give away all of your money to go sign free agents to one player.
It's double your cap room for one player.
Malik, you enjoy watching that Eagles playoff game a couple weeks ago? Wasn't that dandy? I mean, how fun was that in the third quarter when the game was over and there was still 25 minutes left? That was really enthralling.
Let's see. You're right. It was galling to watch.
Yeah, it was. It was galling. Good word. It was galling. Yep.
It was literally galling to watch. They were doing whatever they wanted.
And correct.
Against our defense.
Both sides of the ball. Offense.
Well, come on. Come on, Malik. Both sides of the ball, man.
But listen, who scored the points on us? The offense or the defense?
Who scored the points for the Eagles?
Tom Brady went down the field whenever he decided to.
You know,
and scored
the Eagles actually had more three and outs in that game than people realize. But it's not to say the defense played well enough. But I think there was a stretch where the Eagles got off the field three and out 4 out of 7 drives. But I'm not saying that means the defense played good enough.
We played real quarterbacks this year. Real quarterbacks.
They got crushed. They got crushed.
Okay, so you're saying give up all the money we could possibly sign some bona fide defensive players with or draft defensive players and give it away to a quarterback that might just say, you know what, I'm giving it up after, 18 years. Yeah, that's just when you do the math. For that,
all right, Malik, give me something that makes you feel old.
My age.
All right, your age. that's
sure.
Forward.
It's a reasonable answer, quick and simple. Fair enough.
Did it feel like Aaron Rodgers walking off that field was in a fog?
Yes.
To you?
Yeah, it did.
And I think that extended into the game itself. Like, he just didn't seem as invested as I would have expected.
I think we've seen that before from some athletes in their final go-around before they leave a team. I remember watching LeBron, his final game with the Cavs, his first go-around with the Cavs.
Big time.
Losing to Boston.
Yep.
And I remember watching that game.
It was different. You could tell there was something off.
Something was. I didn't know he was going to.
100% with you.
I didn't know he was going to leave. But
that whole series, really, but especially the end.
It was like something's not right here. And I think that. I mean, listen, it makes sense if you know that you're probably about to be out the door. You know, it might have been a factor for Tom Brady in his last game when he lost to Tennessee with New England and didn't play particularly well. It sure can affect you.
Joe, do you think that the Broncos would hire Aaron's friend and offensive coordinator as their head coach if they didn't have plans to get Aaron Rodgers?
No, I think they're gearing up to get Aaron Rodgers.
Do you think that it helps the Broncos' chances?
Yes. Dramatic.
So what helps our chances?
Listen, the biggest thing that helps the Eagles' chances is they have the most first-round picks to offer. So Green Bay has to be incentivized to make a deal.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't care about that.
Well, I understand that, but Aaron Rodgers is still the property in NFL terms of an organization that has to choose to trade him.
And he controls where he goes, correct?
He influences where he goes. He doesn't control it, but he influences it. So, I mean, I get your point, John. Believe me. Loud and clear, I agree with you. The Denver Broncos have a far better chance to get Aaron Rodgers than the Eagles do. That I agree with. Let's talk to Brian in Clifton Heights. Brian, what's going on, buddy?
What's going on, guys?
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Joe. In a perfect fantasy world, my friend, you know, if you take everything else out of the equation, sure, everybody would want Aaron Rodgers here. You know, if he could just, you know, if we can get him tomorrow, you know, it wouldn't mess with our salary cap. We wouldn't have to lose three first-round picks. Sure, perfect world we bring Aaron here. But, you know, there's only four guys in the NFL right now that I would give up what I can do, and they're all 25 and they're all in the AFC. The NFC has three guys that are good, real good, and they're all 33 and over.
Yeah, old.
So, I mean, the NFC is horrible with quarterbacks. Horrible. I mean, Jalen Hurts is no different than 75.
Listen, I get it, Brian. Brian, it's probably only like a week away till we're going to find out some scrub NFC quarterback makes the Pro Bowl because one or two of these guys back out. I mean, it's going to be
Jalen Hurts. Probably going to be that guy.
It's going to be some random dude. I don't know who it is, but some
Jalen Hurts is a Pro Bowl alternate.
Is he next?
It probably will be Jalen Hurts.
I mean, that is such a farce. It is so unbelievable.
I mean, the NFC stinks. So, I mean, sure, we want, you know, Aaron Rodgers because how bad, pathetic the quarterbacks are out there. But there's so much involved. And the one thing we got going for us is $1.6 million. That's what our quarterback makes.
Remember this, Brian, that could be for only one more year.
Yeah, I get it, but, you know, maybe we
Yeah, but it could be for only one more year. Every time you say that, John, I'm going to say to you, yes, but if you're going to go with the guy, normally you're giving him a contract after the third year.
And also, if Hurts is good this year, you think he's going to play for $1 million the year after or whatever it is?
That's my point.
I'm with you. I'm agreeing with you, yeah.
I think if he's good this year, our problem is solved. Like, if he's good enough this year and we know he's the guy.
But there's a difference between good enough to get a contract and good enough to be great enough to be a guy that you say, this is who I want for 8 years.
It's not supposed to work that way. No, it's not that way. Look, what did they do with Kirk Cousins in Washington? They said, we're not quite
sure,
so we're going
to franchise.
Very few of them have happened. That happened to him, and that happened to Dak Prescott in his fourth year, but there have been very few of them.
So that doesn't mean that
you could
do
it. You could do it.
I don't think after what this team has gone through with paying Carson as early as they did and having it blow up in their face.
It's a good point.
That they would go down that path again.
It's a good point, John. They might be less interested in doing that. Brian, go ahead, buddy.
And Joe, with that 1 point, you know, 3 million or whatever, you know, like John just stole what I was going to say. You know, if he develops with three first round picks with a number two receiver that's decent, that can go with, you know, our number one pick this year, that can go over the middle, that could be a slot guy that we can get. Maybe we'll see what happens, but. You know, it's we need to see what happens and not just jump in because our team's not, you know, like I said,
we all know they're not good enough right now. They got a lot of holes. Brian, give me something that makes you feel old.
Can I just make one little Sixers point real fast?
Sure.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if Joel Embiid is the best player in the league, but I always thought this about Reggie White. I never thought he was the best, but he was always the most dominant, if you know what I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying.
And Joel Embiid is definitely the most dominant player in the NBA. That's not even close. But, you know, because he's a center, it's hard for me to, you know, it's hard to go there. You know,
yeah, I still think LeBron's the guy on both best and dominant, but Joel's particularly amazing. Something that makes you feel old. What is it, Brian?
Well, I used to watch my grandfather and my father-in-law fall asleep on the couch sitting up at 8:30, and now I'm starting to do that.
Oh, no.
Yes.
That's really funny. Falling asleep on the couch. Good stuff. 215-592-9494. Coming up, the King, Howard Eskin. Howard's thoughts on the baseball voting for the Hall of Fame, the Eagles quarterback situation, and much more. Jota Cameron, John Ritchie. Howard is next on WIP.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.